Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Is the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Friday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm the aforementioned captain, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with the tomorrow's news tonight. And what a night this has been for news. We'll get to all that in a minute as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, two great radio stations along the GCN network, the USA Radio Network, selected Salem Media Group stations in some of the biggest markets in the country, as well as some of the leading independent stations all around you and the world via the internet and the satellite. And hello to Maria and her friends over in Germany tonight, as they are chiming in and listening to us over there. Now, a special shout-out goes out, as always, to our active-duty military, our veterans, our EMS and firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, security officers, U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody working on a third watch, thanks for keeping America rolling along. That's the over-the-road truck drivers, the 18-wheel drivers, men and women out there. That's also the FedEx, the UPS, and the bulk mail haulers out there. And, of course, the suicide jockeys hauling the gas and the diesel and the jet fuel to wherever it needs to go. Now, you can follow us on Facebook by going to the Captain's America Third Watch Radio Show Facebook page. You also can follow us on MeWe, Gab, Parler, Getter, Donald Trump's social web site called Trump True Social, and we're on Twitter as Captain's America. Our website is the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. And we're going to go out west, where it looks pretty good tonight for him anyway, and take a look and bring in the professor of politics, our good friend Kyle Warren. Good morning, Kyle.
All right, thank you, Captain, and good morning to everybody out there.
Absolutely, and like we like to say, yippee-yi-yo, Kyle Patty.
That's right.
Yeah, we get a little humor in there. All right, well, let's say the pledge and get rolling. You ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag.
I pledge allegiance to the flag.
Of the United States of America.
Of the United States of America.
And to the republic for which it stands.
And to the republic for which it stands.
One nation under God.
One nation under God.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
And of course, we emphasize those two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, we got to go right to the weather map right away. We've got breaking news all across the South, especially if you drivers are traveling along I-10 west of Pensacola all the way over towards New Orleans. You need to pay attention. But first, we've had a devastating tornado up in the panhandle of Oklahoma and Texas, a little town called Perryton, Texas, where the town has basically been flattened by a direct hit from a tornado. Tell us about it.
That's right, Captain. Very, very sad news to start off the program this morning. You're right. Perryton, it's just a little south of the Texas-Oklahoma border. It's north of I-40 there, northeast of Amarillo. Again, this was struck by the tornado. As you said, there are fatalities. We understand that I think at least three people were killed, we understand, and many others injured at this point. But those are the preliminary numbers. numbers that we have. But unfortunately, this has been going on now for quite some time with these different tornado warnings. Right now, the warnings in Texas that we can tell have expired. However, we do have two active warnings going on right now in Alabama, in Baldwin County, also in Florida, in Taylor County. And so if you live in those areas, you want to be sure that you're keeping abreast of the news there and being on the lookout.
And this is going to continue because we have some active warnings all the way over, I believe, into the panhandle of Florida. Is that correct?
That's right. Yes, as I was saying, in the Taylor County right now, severe thunderstorm capable of producing a tornado is located 18 miles east of St. Mark's, moving at about 20 miles per hour. The one in Alabama was also a severe thunderstorm capable of producing a tornado located over Loxley, moving southeast at 5 miles an hour at last report.
Well, again, people, if you're listening to us in those areas, we do have affiliates scattered through there. You need to leave your weather radio on or leave your AM radio on, leave your telephone on, something, so that if the alarm goes off and the warning sounds, you can get the hell out of the way.
Absolutely right.
Mm-hmm. That's a must in those areas. And, of course, northeast of Amarillo, they just got socked yesterday. I mean, I was watching the tornado warnings and whatnot bouncing around. It was unbelievable.
Exactly right. And, of course, we'll be monitoring this throughout the morning here on the program, and we'll have more information as well during the Trucker Highway and Byway report coming in about 15 minutes before the hour.
Yeah. Now, President Biden is known to be a gaffe master, right?
And then some. Yes, of course.
Did you hear him make a false statement and then just keep right on rolling about Africa would soon have 1 billion people? That's Africa.
Yeah, that's pretty extraordinary.
Wonder what he's smoking.
Well, that's a really, really good question. I don't know, Captain. How many more of these things can you simply write off to, well, that's just Joe Biden and he's just that way and this kind of thing? It doesn't really seem to make a lot of sense now.
And then yesterday some reporter popped up with a question from the audience, yelled it out about his involvement with the bribery thing there and all that, and he says, what did he say? He says, you stupid or something like that?
He said, that's a dumb question.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, the only dumb question is the one you don't ask. Right?
That's right.
Hold that thought there. Folks, we'll be right back with more with Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, Friday morning here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Lots of news, lots of stuff to talk about, and you can give us a call if you want to.
Stay tuned. There's more coming up right after this short break on the Captain's America Third Watch, and call us at 1-877-969-8600.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Did you get a call or message that mentioned Social Security that made you feel threatened or scared? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, press you for personal information, or demand instant payment. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Don't fall for it. Hang up, ignore them. Report this criminal activity to oig.ssa.gov.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Radio. Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is Kyle Warren, and you are tuned in to the Captain's America Third Watch radio program. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600.
Thank you very much, Kyle Warren. We'll get to Kyle in a minute. I need to tell you that this portion of the program is being brought to you by our friend, Mike Lindell, at MyPillow.com. And I want to thank everybody for the support you've been giving me, and I want to especially reach out to the MyPillow.com company and employees and thank them again for the great card that they sent me. They signed them. They signed the card, and my God. You know, again, when you get in a situation where you're literally looking at the end of life as you know it, which is a possibility with me for a while, you really start looking around to see who's chiming in and what they're saying. And the comments, and I'm still getting them, the comments and all the different, get well quick and this, that, and the other. It means a lot. It helps speed your recovery along. Certainly makes you feel giving it your all, which is exactly what it's doing to me. It's, and I appreciate it. So I love every one of you that's listening to this program. We don't get mushy sometimes, but it was mushy. Okay, so there you go. So check out MyPillow.com, a long-running sponsor to the program here. And the promo code will always be Captain. If you go to MyPillow.com, the promo code is always Captain. He's got some great deals going on over there. You can save up to 80% on some of the items, buy one, get ones on a whole bunch of stuff. But you got to go check the page out, MyPillow.com, and see what he's got. Then use your promo code Captain. Now, doesn't matter what time of the day or night it is, they have a phone number you can call, and someone will pick up the phone and answer, even at this time of the morning. 800-641-5459, 800-641-5459. One more time, 800-641-5459, MyPillow.com, promo code Captain, and happy shopping, because there's a lot of great stuff you can buy. All right, back to Kyle Warner, Professor of Politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, I've been told that the bids are coming in on that bridge across the Indian Ocean.
They are coming in for those the bridge across the Indian Ocean. And, of course, you know who's proposed the bridge right across the Indian Ocean?
Mm-hmm.
That would be none other than Joe Biden. And this is what he had to say when he actually proposed it here. Let's listen in.
Well, we're going to win and we're going to help. We have plans to build a railroad from the Pacific all the way across the Indian Ocean. We have plans to build in Angola, one of the largest solar plants in the world. I can go on, but I'm not. I'm going off script. I'm going to get in trouble.
He's going off script. He's going to get in trouble, he says. Well, I would think so, because I don't know that you could build a railroad. I mean, I'm all about American ingenuity, but across the Pacific Ocean, Captain?
Well, you build a big boat, right, and you float the railroad across the ocean. Maybe that's it. I don't know. The guy is a dope. He's mentally incompetent, and he proves it every day, every day. How on earth could any rationally thinking person want to vote for that guy when it's obviously he doesn't have all his faculties?
Well, that's a really good question, and certainly I think you've got a lot of Democrat voters across the country, you know, folks that just live in the highways and byways of the land, that they have that very same question on their minds. And I do think, Captain, that unfortunately the politics of it all is taking over everything. Even the Democrat Party elite have to know that Joe Biden's not really capable at this point. And it pains me to say that. I'm not happy to say that. It brings us no joy to do that. But this is the person who has to lead the country and deal with not only our friends, but our adversaries. And this is becoming a lot more serious, isn't it?
Most certainly is, and I'll tell you what, somebody who has got people really concerned in the Democratic side is Kamala Harris. They're trying to remake her, and she turned around and gave a stupid comment of her own yesterday about buying more guns. When the Democrat policy is not to even encourage any more guns.
Well, I don't know. Is she trying to cross over a little bit? I don't know. I don't think so.
Yeah, you got to be careful of that term, though, crossover.
Well, the idea to try to get some people on her side that might be more gun enthusiastic, but I just really think, Captain, that I think she's had done her day has kind of come and gone here. I don't know how she could possibly be taken seriously, and not just by the establishment, let's say, but especially by the young people. I don't think that she relates or connects to the young people the way that maybe she thinks that she does. I think that they find her to be someone who sort of laughs about everything all the time. It's almost uncontrollable. And she doesn't come off as someone serious who people could look up to. And again, I'm not trying to be mean-spirited, but she doesn't come off with that kind of gravitas, as it were, to say, I can be the president and I can deal. And I know it's cliche, but I can deal with Vladimir Putin, that kind of thing.
Well, the laugh could be part of a nervous condition called the nervous laugh, and I've thought about that a lot. And a lot of comedians have that because they laugh at their own jokes to get people laughing and whatnot. And she's the perfect comedian.
Yeah, no kidding. I think you're right. It's kind of a nervous. I think it's right to describe it as like a nervous laughter when you're uncomfortable and you're trying to sort of, you know, move things along and this kind of thing. There's a time, you know, there's a time to laugh and a time to be serious. You know, it's just that simple. But she has a hard time sort of recognizing that, I think.
Right. And, folks, if you want to opine, the number is 877-969-8600 if you would like to get in on the conversation. Now, remember Bill de Blasio?
Oh, yes.
The former mayor of New York ran for president very unsuccessfully.
Right.
Well,
to say the least.
He was ordered to pay $475,000, that's almost $500,000, for misusing public funds on his failed White House bid when he dragged his New York City Police Department detail along with him on the campaign trail. He was not supposed to do that.
Well, Well, that's a hefty chunk of change, and just a little humor here, I think. How is, you know, Bill de Blasio's more, you know, I think a user of public funds, certainly. How is he going to find a way to use public funds to pay back the public funds that he used for the security detail? That's the dilemma.
It's $1 million a year pension.
I guess so.
By the way, you just gave me the title for a new song.
What's that?
A hunk, a hunk, a chunk of change.
All right. Well, all I can say to that is thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you very much. All right. Joe Biden lashed out yesterday at the crotchety old guy when he was asked why the FBI informant file referred to him as the big guy. He hollered back. He looked at the reporter very sternly in the middle of whatever it was he was doing. I forgot. It had nothing to do with the question, though. It says, that's a dumb question, right?
That's exactly right. We actually have that audio as well.
I want to hear that one.
Okay, here we go. I think we have it. That's live radio, folks. It's coming right at you here.
Why did the great phrase, is FBI able to file a referral to the bank? Why is that term? Thank you very much.
I heard it.
You can kind of hear it there. He says, why are you asking such a dumb question? You know, and that's not really a way to respond, because this is a legitimate report, you know, and he could have handled that any way, you know, 10 different ways. But just to try to poo-poo it, why are you asking me a dumb question, I think speaks volumes, actually, doesn't it?
I would say so. Now, the Chinese may have been busy yesterday and the day before, because a couple of attempts were made, and they struck gold in one of them. U.S. government agencies were hit in a global hacking spree, releasing another bunch of information to somebody.
Well, that's right. This is pretty serious stuff, Captain. We don't have a confirmation yet that is, in fact, China in and of itself, but certainly they're on the top of the list of the suspects here, no doubt about that. But what's this really also very, very concerning here, of course, is that as China would want to make certain moves, for example, if they wanted to move against Taiwan or get into any other kind of conflict with us, a massive cyber attack would likely precede that. That is one of the pillars now of the Chinese military strategy. So this is, again, very serious stuff, and they've got to try to really backtrack this and see exactly what happened.
Now, the United States has deployed more fighter jets, to the Middle East in response to Russia. Well, we'll have to continue on the other side of the break, but that's what we'll come back with. When we come back, the U.S. sending more fighter jets over to counter the Russian threat in the Middle East. It seems China's going one way, Russia's going another, and here we go again. We'll be right back with more. Kyle Warren, too, the professor of politics. Don't go anywhere.
In the sea of contradictions, you have reached the port of common sense. The Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce, nightly between 2 and 6 a.m. Eastern.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA News Update. President Biden is brushing aside a reporter's question about corruption allegations from House Republicans. A New York Post reporter asked Biden why an FBI informant file refers to him as the big guy. Biden snapped at the reporter, asking, "Why do you ask such a dumb question?" The upper Midwest is being blasted by wildfire smoke. The wildfires in Canada are bringing record levels of contamination to the air in Minnesota. National Weather Service meteorologist Craig Kogel says the smoke creates an eerie effect.
Like sunrise and sunset, you kind of see those hazy conditions in particular, and the sun looks much more orange or reddish than normal.
Two people were injured after a shooting near the Denver Nuggets championship parade. Also, a police officer is in stable condition after being hit by a fire truck carrying some Nuggets players. Dave Collins, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600.
Thank you very much, Kyle Warren. We'll get right back to Kyle after I tell you this portion of the program being brought to you by our friends, the father-son team of Pete and Seth Talbot. That's Relief Factor. ReliefFactor.com/captain is the website to go to. That's ReliefFactor.com/captain. ReliefFactor.com/captain. Go over there, check out the 1995 3-week quick start, and find out why so many people are getting relief over there from the pain, the swelling, the inflammation, the problems they're having with their necks, their backs, their shoulders, their hips, knee pain, ankle pain, leg pain, whatever it might happen to be, because this product will go straight to the source of the pain and start helping you out right away. It's worked for me for well over a dozen years. I continue to use it once in the morning, and that's it. That's all I need now is once in the morning because I got the other problem taken care of. So we're doing good. We're doing good. $19.95, 3-week quick start. And by the way, they got some great vitamin supplements there, C, D, different things that you might want to check out too. All very affordably priced. And again, like our friend Kyle Warren likes to say, Relief Factor does. You there, Kyle?
I'm here. Hello, Captain.
What's Relief Factor do?
When you get Relief Factor, all you have to lose is pain.
That's it. That's what I was waiting for. Okay. Now, our governor, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, running for president, way behind, not to be not expected. Donald Trump is riding a wave right now. After he's been indicted. But, you know, Whoopi Goldberg made some sort of stupid comment yesterday.
Well, we need to change the Constitution so that if a president that gets convicted can't run the country from jail.
What the hell is wrong with her?
Well, she preceded it with, you know, I'm a big fan of amendments, and basically said, that's right, you need to, you got to change the Constitution, basically, to say you cannot be in jail and be the president. Of course, they're anticipating that Donald Trump, number one, is going to get convicted, number two, is going to win the presidency. So, I mean, there's a lot of things that have to happen here for all this to be as she says, but basically she said that, you know, we have to, quote, keep plugging these holes in the Constitution. And I think, Captain, what this demonstrates is that there's a real thought that, you know, they just can't stand Donald Trump on any level. No. And they're so afraid that voters will vote for him. And so in many ways, just the idea of this is to take away choice of the voters. Now, of course, none of these things have obtained yet. Donald Trump has not been convicted of anything.
No.
In fact, nobody that's been convicted has become president, and this kind of thing. So all this is hypothetical, but what it does is it shows, I think, the constant desperation that, that people on the far left have, about Donald Trump and what he represents to many voters.
Yep, I don't disagree with anything you just said there. But in the meantime, Gavin Newsom is soaring around the edge like a shark searching for its prey. And our governor, Ron DeSantis, had something to say about that, didn't he?
He sure did. Here's Ron DeSantis responding to Gavin Newsom and some of the things that he's been talking about lately. Here we go. Here's Governor DeSantis.
Oops.
All right, once again, live radio, everybody. I think here we go. Here comes Ron DeSantis.
On the state of Florida. I mean, I think it's just bizarre that he does that. But what I would tell him is, you know what? Stop pussyfooting around. Are you going to throw your hat in the ring and challenge Joe? Are you going to get in and do it, or are you just going to sit on the sidelines and chirp? So why don't you throw your hat in the ring, and then we'll go ahead and talk about what's happening. So.
All right. The gauntlet thrown down there, Captain. What do you think?
What I think is he's waiting for his aunt. I believe that's his aunt is Nancy Pelosi. Is that right?
That's right. Yeah, family member, yeah.
Yeah, okay. He's waiting for Nancy Pelosi to come out and say, you know, Joe, we've had enough. I've got the perfect candidate, my nephew, who's a great governor, done great things in California. He's done this, he's done that, he's done this, he's done that. Yeah, he's driven people out of California to where they've lost their tax base. And now, since you're the one that stuck around, you got to make up the difference. You just haven't been told that lately, and so you see your bill.
I have to write a check to Gavin Newsom. Save me. Yes, but here's the thing. Gavin Newsom says, don't count us out yet. But you're right. He has driven a lot of people out of California. And here's the scary thing. Here's the scary thing, Captain. Liberal Democrats look at California as the model, basically, for the rest of the country. Kind of an inverse, you know, where you have DeSantis, you know, saying, hey, we can do a lot of the great things we did in Florida across the country, but they want to make California the model. And that should be really, really scary. And who better to take that, that message to the American people other than Gavin Newsom himself?
Well, that's like de Blasio. Okay, de Blasio thought he was the master of the universe because of the great job he'd done in New York City. What great job.
Right. Yeah, no kidding. No kidding. You know, it's always showing now that it's easier to tear things down. It's easier to really mess things up than it is to build it back or build it up. And New York was doing so much better. It had such a better reputation. But now with the crimes like San Francisco, once these things start deteriorating, it takes a long time to build it back. It takes a short time to disintegrate it.
So I'm watching TV yesterday, watching a congressional hearing, and Congressman Ben Crenshaw from Texas is questioning a scholar from, I believe it was Harvard, and he grilled a witness who was unable to name a single study backing her stance on the trans surgeries and how they were working and this, that, and the other. She just kept saying, well, you know, the accepted practice, what practice? What are you talking about? Well, the accepted practice, the one that everyone, and she had nothing to stand on, nothing.
Well, exactly. And see, but that's part of this notion that, well, you know, we're looking at these scientific reports or whatever it might be, and you don't want to question that, do you? I mean, especially when we talk about accepted practices and this kind of thing, because it makes it all sound so very normal and like you just, this is just the way things go. And if you disagree with it, then she's trying to make him look like he's some kind of wacko for not agreeing with her. But he actually, I think, made her look like the wacko because she couldn't say, you know, specifically what she was talking about.
Well, that's it. But then again, you know, these scholarly people that are just doing a rip and read off a sheet, they better understand what it is they're reading because they're liable to get caught in a lie, and she did.
Well, exactly, and it's being led down a path. Whether it's being led down a path about here's what we know about masks and COVID and vaccinations and, you know, how many people told us, Captain, you know, a lot of people got the vaccine and you got the vaccine, I got the vaccine, but a lot of people were told that if you got the vaccine, this would stop COVID in its tracks. And that's not what it was designed to do at all. But yet this is what we were told. It was the prevailing wisdom of the time.
Well, that was when I woke up and said, nope, had enough.
Had enough. Well, that's right. Like, for more and more and more shots ad infinitum. You're right. But it's definitely another good example of showing why if someone says, here's, you know, we are the learned and we're going to tell you what it is. And if you disagree, well, that's because you just don't get it. You don't understand. But people do get it. They do understand. They do have critical thinking. And we're not supposed to just turn that off because someone says, I have a degree in blah, blah, blah.
What exactly did the House do yesterday when they struck a blow against federal regulations, voted to overturn a controversial Supreme Court ruling? What were they doing?
Yeah, I was learning more about that. That's a very interesting thing. I think that this had, I'm not sure exactly what it had to do with, but we can talk about it next hour, that's for sure.
Yeah, we'll do a little checking on that and see what happens. So there you go. Now, the other thing is, AOC had to chime in yesterday, the wonderful, illustrious AOC, and she slammed the claims of the two-tier justice system for Trump. Really?
Well, of course. You know, what else is she going to do, right? You know, and by the way, she said she admitted she hadn't even finished reading the actual whole indictment by the time she was making the statements, I believe. But she went on to talk about how Americans had seen this stuff stockpiled up in bathrooms and in closets, the sheer amount of documents to be stored and warehoused, as well as the Trump administration's lack of cooperation.
Sounds like Hillary to me.
Well, exactly right. No kidding.
Hold that thought. Folks, you're coming back with the Truckers Highway and Bible Report. A lot of things to talk about, especially storm-related areas you might want to avoid. And we'll be back with more. Don't go anywhere.
The Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Between 2 and 6 a.m. Eastern Time. It's source material for the early shows.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of 3 major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Be sure to tune in 2:45 and 3:45 Eastern Time every morning for the Truckers Highway and Byway Report with Captain Matt Bruce and Kyle Warren, the Professor of Politics, as they keep you up to date with the weather conditions in the lower 48, live on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Days of Disco, and that's John Travolta. That's from the Saturday Night Fever. And oh, by the way, his character name was Tony, and that's when they were doing this little dance that a lot of people remember. The girl was left literally standing at the end of the stage, not knowing what to do, and Tony took off like a rock star. What do you think, Kyle?
Yeah, I remember those days, and the Bee Gees and their soundtrack, it was just a landmark, really, and it still sounds good today, doesn't it?
I remember those pants, the bell-bottoms,
with
the half boots. Holy smokes, yeah, I mean, everybody had them, but there you go. Okay.
And Travolta, just an athlete at dancing. Just
rock,
amazing.
Rock. Yeah, and again, that movie doesn't get old. Every time I see it, you just want to get up and dance, although I'm a little bit curtailed with that at the moment. But anyway, scattered storms, folks, in the central, the southwest, southeast, middle Atlantic, and relentless heat in the south central part of the U.S. are in store today. A lot of activity, bad stuff going on. Texas, Louisiana, along the I-10 corridor. I-20 is going to get some effects today. Mississippi, you're going to get stuff. Alabama, Panhandle of Florida, Georgia, there's going to be some really rough and tough weather coming across. Kyle, take it away. Tell us again what's going on. And there's a couple of areas that they should avoid. One of them would be up in the Panhandle, Amarillo East. There could be a lot of rescue traffic going that way. Truck stops could be blocked up, from what I'm understanding, with the town Perryton up there on the border that was destroyed, literally destroyed, direct hit from a tornado. And then again, we've got I-10 right now from just about Mobile all the way over towards the eastern part of Louisiana, where there's some very questionable weather and some warnings up over there. So take it away.
Well, thank you, Captain. You're right. We're continuing to watch these aftermath of the tornadoes there in the Perryton area there in northern Texas along the border with Oklahoma. Out west, we're seeing frost advisories. This is in northeastern Nevada. It's going to cross over I-80 around Wells. This is going to be after you come out from Elko on your way to Utah right now. And we've also got a frost advisory that extends southward of there as well. Also, we continue with aerial flood advisories. This is going to be coming down Highway 395 in Central California, right near the border with Nevada. If you're going through Bridgeport, if you're going down through Mammoth Lakes, you want to be aware of that. Also in the Bishop area. And right now, looking at the radar map, Captain, if you're in the just north of Las Vegas, doesn't appear to be interfering with Interstate 15 unless you're going to be near the border there with Arizona and Utah. That's when you're going to really start getting into the rain if you're coming up through Mesquite, Nevada, on your way up towards, say, St. George. But over in Amargosa Valley and then over on the California side right now, Death Valley, Darwin, down through Cartago, looks like we've got a lot of rain coming across that area there. Again, staying north of Interstate 15 right now. Then all through central Wyoming tonight, everybody, we've got rain. We've got snow in the higher elevations, rain through Cody, all the way down to I-90 on your way out of Montana, then down Interstate 25 down towards Casper. We've got rain all over the place. And then rain in Cheyenne. They're heading on down into Colorado, down through Fort Collins. And the rain is going to stick east of Denver right now. It's going to come a little bit over Interstate 76 at Wiggins. And then if you're coming out I-70, looks like you're coming out to Byers through Deer Trail, you've got rain coming across the road right there. So more next hour, and back to the captain.
Well, the snow level is down to 7,000 feet, so that means if you're going west out of Laramie over towards Rollins, you're going to go over Elk Mountain, and if that's up 7,000 feet, you might get some snow up there on I-80, and I just be prepared. Okay, the gray gunk, as I'm going to call it, the gray gunk, the rotten air quality, is still alive and well tonight across the eastern half of Iowa into the northwestern corner of Illinois and across the southern central part and western part of Minnesota. So be advised, the air quality is pretty bad up that way. Now I'm going to drift on down all the way to Oklahoma. because the southern part of Oklahoma, along the Texas border, all the way over into Arkansas, southwestern corner of Arkansas, up I-30 coming out of Texarkana, you've got all kinds of watches and warnings, severe thunderstorms, flooding, heavy rain, you name it. And then it goes on down into the northwestern corner of Louisiana along I-20, and then it goes down through the Metroplex. You've got very high heat warnings today as well, going down into the valley, down into Brownsville, and up towards Eagle Pass, very warm temperatures. And then that area from east of Houston, Beaumont, all the way across I-10 and I-12, I might add, in Louisiana, is solid red with tornado watches, tornado warnings, severe thunderstorm watches and warnings, flooding. There's a massive area of flooding right there along the Mississippi-Louisiana line coming up out of I-10 out of Louisiana, out of New Orleans. So I'm not sure what you're going to encounter there, but we're showing flooding, big-time flooding there. And then that storm area continues to bounce along over towards Mobile, Alabama. You've got heavy rain in the southeastern corner of Alabama right now, heavy rain in the southwestern corner of Georgia, and a very northern tip up above Tallahassee of Florida for about 50, 60 miles. And you've got some watches and warnings up there as around Big Bend, and a heat advisory right now going on down in South Florida. So, Kyle, it's going to be a very busy night. They're not all out of the woods yet by any stretch of the imagination. Folks, you got to leave your weather radio on or your telephone on or some type of warning device, because if you're in one of those areas where you've got the severe thunderstorm warnings, you could very easily have a tornado rumbling at you.
Yes, very much so. So do be careful.
Yep. And, Kyle, why do we go to the Pilot and Flying J?
Well, Captain, the Pilot and Flying J Travel Centers, they want to be your oasis out there on the road, whether it's the wintertime or the summertime, whatever time, they want you to pull on in. They want to make sure that you get refreshments, you get your fuel, you get your supplies. And head on over to pilotflyingj.com, everybody, pilotflyingj.com. Make sure that you download and sign up for the My Rewards Plus app. You'll get great offers, save money. You'll also be able to earn points and access a lot of the different amenities that they have, especially for RVers out there in many of the different locations. They have special amenities, including RV fueling lanes, overnight parking, propane refill, and RV dumps. So check them out today, and also find out how you can save 10 cents a gallon on every gallon of gas that you buy at Pilot and Flying J Travel Centers. Check them out, pilotflyingj.com.
And you can reserve your parking place for the night just by going to the website.
Well, that's right, and through the My Rewards Plus app, you earn extra points, by the way, by doing that.
All right, hold that thought, Mr. Kyle. Folks, you're coming back with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. We shall return. Coming up next hour, a lot more news.
This is Kyle Warren. Stay tuned for another great hour of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after your top of the hour news. And don't forget, you can call us at 1-877-969-8600.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you, so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.